So we have Gerald Saunders, we have Steve Connolly, and we have Attila Nagy. And our first question...
He's recording this, that's why. It doesn't make anything louder. Okay. How close are you to finding a manager, a general manager for KPFA, and is that important in your mind?
Would you just want us to start off? She asked, how close are we to finding a new general manager for KPFA, and how important is that in our mind? I don't want to. My name is Gerald Saunders, and I'm with People's Radio. I'm running for the LSB. I don't want to slight the interim general manager, but the process is about to get kick-started. And, you know, I would like to say she, of course, should be considered among the applicants if she so chooses. We have a committee of volunteers that are made up of the LSB that are supposed to be meeting on this already. Now, I can tell you it's a little cumbersome because people tend to be, try to be, unfortunately, a little Machiavellian about it. It's a big waste of time. All people should do is talk about who they think might be a good candidate. Let's get into it. But people try to duck and dodge, slip and slide, and that's what draws it out, unfortunately. So, yes, there is a process. In fact, it's defined and made very clear in the bylaws. So you could give it, you just look at the bylaws. They talk about the process to choose a general manager.
Okay, I'll speak to that. My name's Attila Nagy. There is a general manager election committee that's working right now. I think in the next meeting or possibly the following meeting, they're supposed to bring us some candidates for the job. I believe possibly the interim general manager right now is also one of them. That's really as much as I can say right now until those candidates are introduced to us. And then LSP will review those candidates.
A factual matter. One of the very fierce debates we've had on this, in fact, is how open should the process be? There are some who think that anything that touches a personnel question is a secret from the public, and they seek to hide this whole process from the listeners. I think that's a mistake. I think these things should be opened up, and people, if they're interested, should have access, at least to listen. Fishbowl, they call it, or whatever. You know?
I don't have anything to stand. I think that's the essential answer.
Norman Carlin, listener of KPFA, long time. So my question would be, as a follow-up to Barbara's last question, when the new general manager does come aboard for KPFA, what single advice would you give him or her when they finally do arrive?
Hi, my name is Steve Connolly, and I'm part of the I team. I've, as someone who served on the boards before and has also served in on GM hiring committees selected from previous boards, and have seen the last three general managers stumble quite extensively into the position. My first advice would be to them is to realize that the ideas and plans that you have come into the station with may not be the ones that you leave with, that you're going to have to work with enormous amounts of people. Remain independent and remain strong and be willing to listen not only to your internal staffs but the community as well, so that the decisions that you make that affect the entire station itself won't be done in a vacuum. The mistakes I think that have been clearly made by most general managers I've seen is they have fallen under that mistaken position of having to make decisions in a vacuum, either influenced by one group or another in terms of dealing with that, and losing that ability to work with all of them. And that ultimately, I think, is the way to succeed. You have to be able to work with everyone and create a plan that's going to work.
I'll just say there have been two general managers that have been hired. They came in. If the staff does not cooperate and works against the general manager's wishes, and actually if he implements something and the staff does not cooperate, which is what happened, it happened with the interim general manager prior to that, where he didn't implement what the program council decision, and also with the LSB actually saying that the program council's decision is to be taken. The two general managers that were hired pretty much were driven out of the station by staff who did not cooperate with them. Gus Newport actually made that statement that he was. And the second general manager, Campanella, it was an unfortunate situation. He was slandered, basically, and things were said about him that were not, that found to be not true, and he resigned.
Hold on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, obviously, I would tell the new general manager to watch your back. Look, it was so bad with the camp. I was one that voted for Campanella, and I tried to work. Campanella tried to be chummy, tried to be people. We need somebody that's not afraid to fire some of these people, to be really honest with you. A GM is a boss. He's the boss. You have to have a person that's not afraid to be a manager. These idiots actually, and I'm saying this, and I'll say it anywhere, put signs up in the studio that said, get rid of Campanella. I walked in the building, and I went in his office. I closed. I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? How could you be here and allow that?
Who were you talking to?
I was talking to Campanella. What the hell is wrong with you? I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. I thought, one part of me thought it was racist. But then, you know, it's hard to differentiate between just raw race, American racism, and defense of privilege. Because, you know, you got a job at KPFA, nice work if you can get it. There's no punching in. You don't punch in. Nobody knows what time these people come and leave. When the other general manager, Newport, actually asked the person, he said, look, I've seen you here. What do you do? What's your job? He said, I don't have to tell you that. Now, I know. I'm telling you what I would do. I write to my office, get their name, fill out their check, give it to them. Get off the property now. Yeah. What is that?
30 seconds.
Oh, well, no, I'm fine. But
you
I'm... I didn't know she was telling you. Sorry, Maria. My point is, that's what a GM has to do. It's not a mayor of a little tribe or something. Everybody love everybody. You know, you're trying to get a job done. And the reason they have the person they have now is because the staff run the GM. Sorry. Truth be told.
Yeah, I just want to add one point that I wish it were that simple, but it's not. We have unions that represent employees here. You have to show cause, and you have to have a process for doing that. You have to. That's the way to do it, because you can't. I mean, part of the other problem we have is GMs who have gone and fired people without cause. I am a perfect example of someone who was fired during the hijacking period, fired and banned at KPFK. And so I know what it's like to have GMs come in and make decisions, and you've done your work, and you have no other cause besides the political parts of these particular groups that come in with different issues. So you do need a process for doing that, a fair process to do that. But you do need a GM that's going to have the gumption where there is an issue to be willing to fight it through, and I think that's where it falls down.
Some of you have already been on the board and even in the national board. And I don't see that what I hear in the air has changed a lot or anything or even got worse. So what made you think that this time you are going to have some effect or are going to be effective actually in changing what's being put on the air? Because what I see on the air is not the politics or for the majority of the people, but the, for small minority, little groups, or on the fringe that they want to represent. So what made you think that you are going to be effective this time?
I'll take it. Please say your name first.
All right, my name is Gerald Sanders. One reason that with People's Radio that I think I would be more effective, it's no absolutes, is because of the experience that I've accrued. I've seen how they run this thing, this scam, and I know I have to disagree with him totally. Everybody that works here is at-will employees. This is California. You don't, now, we can argue about, do you need a, is it nice to lay somebody off without, if a person puts a sign up that says, get rid of the GM, that's enough reason anywhere in the world to give them their damn check. I'm sorry, this is crazy. No, that's not a matter of free speech. That's insubordinate behavior. And it's not acceptable anywhere in the real world. KPFA's, you know, Zooland, maybe. We have to get real here. And we need to be allowed to get some talented people in there and not have this this plug-ugly action where people kind of block each other and we can't get no real journalists in there because somebody wants to just protect their turf or their little program or their strip. That stuff has got to go. Because if it doesn't, I believe, I don't know, KPFA going to be around. Yes, you can. The general manager can and should fire dead wood.
The question was how I come into the station, how I can help make it.
What makes you think that you're going to be able to change anything?
Right, okay. Well, considering that the board is divided as it is between people who want top-down, I mean, this I'm simplifying it, but there are people who are wanting top-down type management, and there are people who want a democratic process to actually flourish. What was supposedly started in 2001 or so. Hello. And we need to get a majority on the board that could be effective and keep the democratic process moving. Otherwise, we're shut down. A lot of the votes right now, we have a very slim, you know, if some people are absent, we can actually implement some things. I'm looking at a LSB member who put something on the agenda in February, finally got to it last month. So these kind of, because they were blocked, it was blocked. It was moved down all the time. So these are the kind of things we need to get people elected who, yes, sir, who can implement these things. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm Steve Conley. That's a very good question, and it's a complicated question. I will just say to you that since the democratic process first started, during the program council, when it was developing programming, we were able to bring on new programming, such as Voices of the Middle East. We were able to bring on Guns and Butter. We were able to bring on cutting-edge programming that was beginning to make a difference. It is that kind of collaborative approach to development, steadfast as it is. We had to fight tooth and nail with changing the mentality of staff in terms of disenfranchising program council. Since then, program council has been disenfranchised and limited in terms of that kind of input. We don't have programming being developed from a collaborative point of view right now, and we've gone to having it being developed by an individual or an interim individual at this point. If we are able to develop a board that's going to be reflective of people who are more interested in a collaborative point of view, we then have the potential and the ability to try and influence the, we decide on who is the next program director, at least we interview the candidates for that position, and to share with that person our views about how that process should be collaborative and how the program council needs to be re-empowered to represent those points of views. We have the ability to also communicate to the GM the importance of having that kind of process as well. So to the degree that the board has the ability to communicate and to use its power to communicate to the station and communicate to those who are going to be in power, that's where we can really offer an opportunity to change the mentality that it is. But it's not going to be easy, you're right. But I think it is the way that we have to move. It is the process has been laid out for us to be able to participate in that way.
More questions? I'm Henry Nord. I'm not a candidate, but an incumbent member. I just want to put a little bit of perspective on this. In a way, the fundamental problem, I think, is that programming, what KPFA puts out on the air, is the thing that most listeners are most interested in, much more so than budgeting or other things that governance deals with. And yet, the structure that we have, programming is the area that's where there's least democratic input. You know, the bylaws, just mention the program council in passing. They don't specify anything about the powers of the program council. Program council is something that's evolved over 35 or so years. They have played different roles at different times, but its powers and so on are not really set down anywhere. So I think, you know, in the long run, it's very hard to do this at this point with the situation being what it is, the conflicts being what they are. But if we had a strong general manager, and I hope we will soon, you know, I think the answer to a lot of these questions is that we've got to start a process in place to sort of legislate the powers, the makeup and the powers of the program council, and put in, you know, put down on paper and make everybody agree to a plan that, you know, specifies who's going to be on the program council and what its powers are. And I think it should have decision-making powers, you know, subject to some, you know, overrides for emergency or things like that where the management might have, we've got to get management in place that actually accepts that, and then we can really get the program council functioning again. But that wasn't a question. Sorry, it was just an observation. I'm sorry.
Steve Conley again. The truth is during the LSB board of 2004, we did mandate the powers of the program council. And it is in writing. Well, it's not being enforced now because that's, again, what the problem is. The board and the station and the inability for the station to accept these kinds of shared responsibilities to that degree. And we do need a strong board that's going to go back and say, hey, we mandated that the program council have these responsibilities. You've developed these responsibilities as well over the last 35 years. We want to continue to enforce those responsibilities. But it's going to take a strong board to be able to go back and do that. So I agree with you. But it's there, and it's documented, and it's just not being enforced.
I want to add to that, Attila here again. And this is a campaign speech. Just this is why you need to vote for the candidates who will implement those things. Because if you get, well, I have to say, concerned listeners, if you get them on the board, what's going to happen is that is not going to happen. Listener input will be very minimum, if any at all, which is what the way it is now. So I would say, you know, for your benefit as your radio station, you need to vote for People's Radio, independent folks. That's what's going to happen.
Just briefly, I want to say, and I, you know, to me, when we passed the motion to bring Democracy Now to 7 o'clock a.m. and p.m., the reason was because we wanted to reach out to new members. But you got to understand something. A lot of these irresponsible so-called staff people, not all, but a lot, they don't give a rat's ass whether or not they get new people or not. In fact, they're not doing anything now to get any new people. We're losing people. That's the fact. We're losing people every day. And they don't care as long as they get their so-called cheese. And that's not good. That's antisocial consciousness. People like that, I'm sorry, they have to go. They don't belong in a community or a public station. They try to get a private job. Do something else. But don't lay down in the middle of the road and get in the way. When a small fraction in the management or in the staff winds up obscuring democratically arrived at decisions by the board, there needs desperately to be a consequence for that. And that'll go away. That'll be the end of it. Once people make clear you can't have your way, you will do what you're supposed to do, it won't be a problem. But no one, to be honest with you, our GMs that we chose wanted to be friends with, you know, and all that chummy stuff. And this is what you wind up with. Next thing you know, they got a rebellion. The staff won't tell them what the hours are. One guy, the other guy, they're putting up signs telling them to force them out of the station. This is crazy. This doesn't happen in the real world, only at KPFA. We need a real world general manager.
I'm sorry. That's what I believe.
Norman Carlin again. I would like to see the news delivery system on KPFA changed in a direction away from tearing off the wire. And I would like to see what I call, or what has been called, advocacy journalism. And I would like to know, in other words, implicit in the term advocacy journalism is a sense of fairness and so my question to you is, how do you think that the news can be improved and in terms of advocacy journalism? Mm.
I think, first of all, that we have enormous new ways in which to allow for, that offer tremendous availability to advocacy journalism in particular. What we need to be looking at, rather than the framework of how we've been delivering news, is how we're going to need to expand news and information. The way that we're delivering news is very linear. What we need to be able to do is to be able to talk about different issues, advocacy points of views, environmental concerns, community issues, in a lot different way than we've been doing it before. We need to empower communities to develop voices which are going to be able to report on issues. Okay. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time to go into it, but I have a lot of comment on it, and I'd love to sit and talk to you about it at some other point.
Independent reporting is what's needed, not tearing off it.
You know what? You should know this. The president, the people that run the news department now oppose advocacy journalism because they believe that it's not objective. I actually had a discussion with, I'm not supposed to mention a name. Isn't that silly? But anyway, I had a discussion with her. They oppose it on principle.
Richard, move over.
And I happen to think she's wrong, but.
So you understand what I'm saying? Gotcha.